Welcome to another side quest episode of the Main Quest Podcast, the number one retro gaming podcast that cannot be saved by Rosetta Stone. As always, I am your host, Keith. And if this is your first episode, man, I don't know what to tell you. You should go back and listen to some other episodes because this has nothing to do with video games per se. More or less, it is just a lesson in humility. Because as you know, I have to say a lot of developers and directors and composer names that come straight out of Japan. Because the country of Japan had the gaming market cornered in the late 80s, early 90s. And you know, having to pronounce all of these names wasn't even a thought when I started this podcast. But then when I started doing research on like the PC Engine, and then, you know, I started getting into some of the other games that I talked about, I'm like, oh no, I cannot say these names. And even when I don't skip a beat and I feel like that I said it right, I probably did not say it right at all. You know, of course, there are some names that are just absolutely synonymous with gaming, you know, like Shigeru Miyamoto or Koji Kondo or Nobuo Uematsu. And names like that, you know, I've heard a million times before, and I know how to say them. And even then, I'm probably really kind of Americanizing the names, even when I say it. Shigeru Miyamoto's probably like Shigeru Miyamoto or something like that. That probably is even wrong, too. But it's probably something closer to that. So I'm just Americanizing the shit out of all these names, but sometimes it's even worse. And surprise, surprise, you know, the number one retro gaming podcast on the entire internet is edited, so you don't hear me fucking up these names and then having to say them, or in some instances saying them over and over again until I get them right. And you know, Paul, who is guested from Potation Rotation, who's guested on the show plenty of times at this point, he's basically a co-host. He knows firsthand how I struggle sometimes. And I feel like, you know, after, I don't know how many episodes, 20 episodes or something, I feel like I'm getting better. I don't stumble over it as much as I used to. Like, for example, with Super Mario Bros. 2, when I was talking about Kensuke Tanabe, I kind of like, I said his name. But then I was like, wait a minute, did I say that right? And then I was like, Kensuke, for like 2 seconds, even though I said it right. But like something in my, I was not confident that I said it right, because when I said it, I was just so cavalier. And when it came out, and I was like, oh, Kensuke Tanabe. And I was just so fluid with it. And then I was like, wait a minute, did I even say that right? Unfortunately, that won't be on this episode, but I got the idea to kind of start saving the clips, the bloopers, if you will, that just were not going to make the episode. I got that idea around Final Fantasy episode, which doesn't come into place here because a lot of those names I was already really familiar with coming into the episode, like Hironobu Sakaguchi. Or again, like Nobuo Uematsu. I don't remember who else worked on that game off the top of my head. But so I was already coming into that. I think the next episode, which was that was episode 11, Kirby's Adventure. That's a winning thing. I'm saving that one for last because I was so proud of. I went on a roll. You guys will hear it. So. Basically, yeah, I've got like eight or nine clips of me just absolutely butchering the pronunciations of these Japanese developers and directors who I have a deep respect for, even if I didn't enjoy playing their game. And I think it's just going to be a quick little fun episode here, just a little bit of inside baseball of the stuff that you guys don't hear go on the podcasts. And, you know, for the most part, I don't butcher the show with edits. I leave in a lot. I leave in as much as possible. As much as I would like to cut out just to kind of shorten the length a little bit, I just think you might lose a lot. And those earlier episodes, I want to say like episodes like 1 through 6, I was still getting used to solo hosting. And so I would rant like for fucking 5-10 minutes at a time about whatever. You know, it didn't even have anything to do with the game that I was talking about. And so a lot of that stuff got cut out. And I've gotten better at being concise and staying on topic. My outlines have gotten a little bit better. Unfortunately, those early episodes, I want to say, like I said, I started at Final Fantasy. So there's like 9 episodes that didn't include any outtakes because, man, I've been butchering these names for a long time. Speaking of rambling, I've gone on a little bit too long setting up the premise of this episode. So let's just drop into the first one. It is from the first music show that I did. I don't remember what song I was setting up in particular. Sometimes I'll be saying these names. And again, because I'm so fucking American, I'll say it and it sounds right, but it's probably wrong. So it kind of holds me back. And so I believe Hirokazu Andu was what I was trying to say. And I was kind of saying it. I was kind of saying it right, but not. So I was kind of unsure of myself. So here's that. Hirokazu Andu manages to. And so that's. So that's that. Again, these are just gonna like, we're shotgunning these. So the next one. I'm just looking at all these. Let's jump to Burger Time. I fucked up something on Burger Time, apparently. I'm gonna take a listen to that real quick and then we'll jump into it. Okay. So as Akira Okamoto, who created Burger Time. Yeah, I don't remember particularly having too much of a problem pronouncing this, but nonetheless, here we go. Start out simple here. The Japanese Arcade Corporation, Data East, and created by Akira Okamoto. So the next one is from Mega Man, and it'll be the first one with Paul's reaction to me fucking up these names. I don't remember in particular. I think it was Akira Kitamura and Maname Matsume that I was trying to pronounce, and somebody else. I don't remember. It's so easy for these to roll off my tongue now. But here it is. This one's a longer one. I really had to talk this one through. This one was really tough. And I also believe that this is from the Lost episode. When we were drinking, when we were doing our first Power Hour, which eventually became Battletoads instead, because I mentioned a timer, so I believe this is from that, but also Paul's audio, something was fucked up with Paul's audio when we re-recorded that, and so that's why it didn't come out. Nevertheless, here we go, take a listen. It's really bad. Again, this is from Mega Man. It's the first game in the franchise, and it was directed by Akira Kata. Yes, here we go. I'm going to fuck all this up. It was directed by Akira Kitamura, produced by Takashi Nash. Fuck. Oh, man. This timer's going to. With Akira Kitamura.
He fucking had it and he fucked it up.
While Akira Kitamura. Fuck. Dude, I had it, man. I was on a fucking roll. It's the first game in the franchise, and it was directed by Akira Kitamura, produced by Takashi Nishiyama, with Maname Matsumu. Damn, I was on a fucking roll. Maname Matsume. That's easy. Oh, fuck. All right. Take three. That's mainly because I'm not sure if it's Kitamore. Am I saying that fucking right? Now let me go back and fucking say, see if it's Kita. Akira Kitamura. Kitamura. So now we have three left. Just hammering this out. Let's see. Let's do Ghosts and Goblins. Now I'm going to admit, Harume Fujita is still a very hard name to say. I even just had to like think about it for a second. And then Tokuro Fujiwara. I think I already said that at some point in this episode. Either way, I was having a really hard time. And I sound like really fucking tired in this clip or something. Like once the episode comes out, like it's out there, I don't listen to it because I edit the show all by myself. And so I already have to listen to it. So I have no idea. I apologize if Ghosts and Goblins was a very low energy episode. Ghosts and Goblins was recorded at like the end of September, beginning of October, like the last week of September and the first week of October, all of those episodes were recorded in like a span of 2 weeks. So I was pretty fucking beat. And then even then I was like editing, you know, and then I went on vacation and I was editing episodes on vacation to make sure they're getting out on time. So man, that was hell. That was hell, and that's kind of why I have a new schedule now. Anyway, let's jump into this clip of Ghosts and Goblins. It was directed by Takara Fujiwara. Fujiwara? Fujiwara. Fuck. It was directed by Takara Fujiwara. It was directed by Takara Fujiwara. And Aoka Mori composing the soundtrack. Could I sound any more fucking robotic? Sound designer, Harumi Fujita. Fujita. Next, we're going to go to Sweet Home. And again, to be perfectly honest here, I'm still not certain how to pronounce the programmer's name. I believe it's Matsusuko Shinohara. It's M-A-S-A-T-S-U-G-U. Matsusugo. Matsusugu? See, that. Listen, this is like main quest inception. This is butchering pronunciations within the butchering pronunciations episode. Yeah, I'm still not sure how to say that. This name in particular is tough for me. But the rest of them, pretty straightforward now that I've already said them right. Junko Tamiya, Hironori Matsumara, and Eriko Bando. I'm getting there. I am getting there. Slowly but surely, I will figure it all out. So here's a painful one to listen to. This is, again, from the episode I did on Sweet Home. Masasugo, Masasuko, Shinohara. To round out the crew, Matsuhutsu? God damn, fuck. Ah, boy, this is a tough one. There are a lot of consonants in this one. This is all mostly due in part to the film's director, Kiyoshi Kurosawa. Kiro Kiro. I think that means like rip it in Japanese. I'm probably fucking wrong. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. I keep saying Sara. It's Sawa. 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 Kurosawa. And the last clip I have is from Simon's Quest, which was another episode that Paul guested on. And he even throws in his hat as to how to pronounce some of these names. And looking back, listening to this, some of these names are a lot easier to say. Hitoshi Akamatsu, and I think the other one I was having trouble with was Nobuhiro Matsuka and Satoi Terashima. But it's all water under the bridge. And also, the outline that I typically am looking at when I record the show, Paul also gets a copy of that same outline, though some parts are left out to kind of, you know, like the games. I don't let him know what the games are that he's playing. So for the most part, he's got everything that I have. And so this is when he is just like, I think he says, like, let me take a do I have the names you're looking at, blah, blah, blah. And so, yeah, so this is from Simon's Quest. The game was programmed by Nobuhiro Mak. Oh, here we go. Man, I was nailing these names before. Nobuhiro Matsuka? Matsuka? Nobuhiro Matsuka? Dude, I should really learn Japanese.
Yeah, at this point you probably should.
The game was programmed by Nobuhiro Matsuka, while Satoe Terashima?
Maybe you need to be giving me... Wait, do I have these names?
Yeah, you should. It's I'm looking at basically the same thing you
Nobuhiro,
are.
Nobuhiro... Wait, who are you looking at? Who are you looking at?
The programmer and the composer.
So Nobuhiro Matsuko...
Matsuka?
Matsuka.
Right, it's Matsuoka. Hard, man. Matsuoka?
There's probably... The U and the O probably kind of blend, so I'm going to say Nobuhiro Matsuka, and who else? The composer?
Satoe Terashima.
Maybe I should be saying your Japanese names for you.
Yeah, Paul, maybe you should be saying the Japanese names from now on. And so that's pretty much it. I have one more clip left, and I'm going to end it on a positive note because it is very rare exception of the bunch where I just knocked off these names without skipping a beat. And I mean, you've already heard it. You heard it on, it was on Kirby's Adventure. What you didn't hear was just the little bit at the end of this clip that I cut out, kind of patting myself on the back for just nailing all of these names for like the first time in a long time, I think. So that's it. So let's jump into this clip from Kirby's Adventure and call it an episode. Kirby's Adventure is a platforming game developed by Hell Laboratory and published by Nintendo. Backed by some of the most ruthless, baddest, threatening mob of motherfuckers in the gaming industry, this cute-as-fuck game was directed by Masahiro Sakurai, produced by Taku Shimizu, Shigeru Miyamoto, and the God Emperor himself, Satoru Iwata. Kirby's Dream Land, excuse me, Kirby's Adventure was released in Japan on March 23, 1993, and 2 months later in the US for the Nintendo. Did I just fucking nail all those fucking names? On one go, I probably pronounced one of them wrong. Taku Shimizu? Not sure if I even said that right. We're gonna keep going. And so that's it. We can call it quits on this side quest episode here. Just a quick little goofy thing that I've been saving up the past couple of months. Hopefully you guys thought it was funny. I certainly think it's funny. I don't take myself that seriously. If you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at mainquestpod@gmail.com. You can also send me a DM on Instagram. That's the main quest on Instagram. And of course, while you're there, give me a follow, like a couple photos, check out my followers, give some of those people likes. I follow a lot of other podcasts who are just as good, if not probably better than mine. But they also, you know, I feel like I'm part of like a small community there, and you know, they could always use some love as well. So, other than that, it just leaves me to thank you guys for listening. Christmas is fast approaching. I hope all my Jews out there enjoyed their Hanukkah and, whatever else you celebrate, or if you don't celebrate anything, that's great too. Perfect. Thanks so much for listening. I'm going to get out of here. Enjoy the rest of your week. Enjoy the weekend. Later.